Good morning. It's Thursday, June 25th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. A surprise move has stalled one of Congress's biggest bipartisan achievements in years. President Donald Trump canceled a planned signing ceremony for the 21st Century Road to Housing Act, just hours before it was set to become law. The bill, approved by both chambers of Congress, aims to boost housing supply, reduce costs, and make home building easier across the United States. Trump said he will not sign the measure until Congress passes a separate voter Oster D bill, known as the SAVE Act. Housing experts have called the legislation the most comprehensive federal housing package in decades. Supporters say it could help address America's shortage of more than 4 million homes. For now, the bill's future remains uncertain, with lawmakers hoping the White House eventually moves forward. Another news. The countdown to America's 250th birthday is officially underway. President Donald Trump kicked off weeks of anniversary festivities with a rally on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., declaring that America is back as the country approaches a quarter millennium since independence. The event featured military flyovers, bands, and a speech highlighting Trump's record on immigration, the economy, and foreign policy. It comes amid broader celebrations organized by groups including America 250 and Freedom 250. Several musicians had withdrawn from planned performances, citing concerns that the celebrations had become politicized, prompting Trump to replace concerts with a rally-style event. Major celebrations, fairs, fireworks, and public events are planned nationwide through July 4th, marking one of the largest commemorations in modern U.S. history. Around the world, rescue teams are racing against time in Venezuela after two major earthquakes struck near the capital, Caracas. A magnitude 7.2 quake was followed less than a minute later by a magnitude 7.5 tremor, causing buildings to collapse and forcing the closure of the country's main airport. Authorities declared a state of emergency as emergency workers searched damaged structures for survivors. Interior Minister Diosdado Cabello said security forces, firefighters, and civil defense teams had been fully activated. The U.S. Geological Survey warned that casualties and widespread damage were likely, though officials have not yet released a national death toll. Hospitals have expanded staffing, and local governments have suspended classes and events. As assessments continue, the scale of the disaster is still coming into focus. Another news, Europe's heat wave is rewriting the record books. France experienced its hottest day ever recorded, while the United Kingdom logged its warmest June day on record, and Spain posted its highest average June temperatures since records began. Temperatures climbed above 40 degrees Celsius across parts of France and Spain, prompting red heat alerts and forcing tourist attractions, including the Louvre and Eiffel Tower, to adjust operations. Officials say the heat has strained power systems, increased wildfire risks, and contributed to dozens of drowning incidents as people sought relief in rivers and lakes. Climate scientists note that Europe is warming faster than any other continent, making severe heat waves more frequent. Some relief is expected later this week, but authorities remain on high alert. Another news. A growing battle over artificial intelligence has taken a new turn. U.S.-based AI company Anthropic has accused Chinese technology giant Alibaba of carrying out what it calls the largest known effort to extract capabilities from its Claude AI model. In a letter to U.S. lawmakers, Anthropic alleged that operators linked to Alibaba conducted nearly 29 million interactions with Claude, using thousands of fraudulent accounts. The company says the activity was designed to harvest responses and train competing AI systems through a process known as model distillation. Anthropic is urging Congress to strengthen protections against the theft of American AI technology. Alibaba has not publicly responded to the allegations. The dispute highlights escalating competition between U.S. and Chinese firms in the race to develop advanced artificial intelligence. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.